In our previous year, we began a discussion about drinking wine for the Dal Kaisis, which our Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda drank wine for the Dal Kaisis, and it caused him to become ill, that he was laid up in bed, that he had a headache from Pesach to Shavuos, a seven-week headache. And based on that, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, we said in Rechaim Simen Tuf Ayin Beis Sif Yud, says that if somebody should drink wine, even though it's hard for him to drink wine. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's going to cause someone to be so sick that he's going to be laid up in bed because of drinking the wine, says the Mishnah Berurah, one is not obligated to drink wine under those circumstances. There's also a tremendous chiddush that I saw that the Sefer Siddur Pesach Hilchosoi quotes Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal. The Rebbe Yoshev held that if somebody really doesn't like wine, Rebbe Yoshev said that such a person is not obligated to drink wine for the Dal Kaisis. His word is a soinoi. If somebody just doesn't like wine, he doesn't have to drink wine for the Dal Kaisis. And actually, as I saw this psak of Rebbe Yoshev Zatzal, I thought to myself, what is the basis for this psak? So actually, we need to understand why is it so important, as we discussed in our previous year as well, for one to drink wine for the Dal Kaisis. So the Kaf HaChaim here in Semen Tuf Ayin Beis says a gewaldige chiddush. He says that the Dal Kaisis are corresponding to the Dal Mises Besdin, and that if somebody drinks Dal Kaisis, he will have a kapara if he did any avera, for that there would be a chiyuv of the Dal Mises Besdin. So of course everybody is looking for a kapara, and since everybody is looking for a kapara, so somebody has to try very hard to drink wine because that's how we'll have a kapara. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Rosh Yosef, that we know that the Dalet Kaisus, the four cups of wine, are corresponding to the Dalet Lashonis Megula. Now, what happened when Klal Yisrael were freed and released from Mitzrayim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out Mimisa. We wouldn't have survived staying in Mitzrayim, Legula. So there was an element of Mesiris Nefesh, of coming out of a situation of Misa for Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how do we commemorate that? By drinking wine, even if it's difficult for us to drink wine. Of course, as we discussed in our previous shiurim, these terutzim are somewhat difficult to understand, because we know that, as we discussed, that for no mitzvah is there an obligation for one to so extend himself that it should be in a situation that he has to get sick. The Brisker Rav, a very famous vart from the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav explains that why is one obligated to drink specifically wine for the Dal Kaisis. And actually, the Brisker Rav says, we find many unique halachas when it comes to drinking wine for the Dal Kaisis that we don't find in other areas of halacha. For example, one is that, as we're learning now, that we have to drink wine. Another halacha is that one is supposed to drink the entire cup of wine. Why? So he says, And another halacha is that you have to drink them b'shia areva, says the Rambam, in an enjoyable manner. So the Brisker Rav explains that the dalek kaisis represent the reason we drink dalek kaisis on Pesach by the Seder is because it represents cheiris. It's the way that we show that we were freed from Mitzrayim and now we're free people, and free people drink cups of wine. And therefore, there are very specific halachas on regarding the dalek kaisis. They should be specifically wine. As the Gemara Masechta the Pesachim explains, they should be mozuk, they should be properly diluted, and you should drink the whole cup of wine. Why? Because all of this represents cheiris. And we represent cheiris by drinking the wine in this fashion. So that's why it specifically has to be wine. But now we could understand the psak that we quoted from Rabbi Yoshev. Rabbi Yoshev said, if one doesn't like wine, he shouldn't drink wine. What's pshat? Because Rabbi Yoshev is telling us, the Brisker Rav says the entire reason we're supposed to drink wine is to represent cheiris. But if one doesn't like wine, that isn't cheiris. And so you're defeating the entire purpose of drinking wine. And like this, I was finally able to understand Rav Moshe Sternbuch in the Shiras HaTshuvos, Tshuvos van Hoggis, Simen Chelek Beis, Simen Reish Mem Gimel, says that the Brisker Rav himself, he said the Chabina Rav as well, the Brisker Rav and the Chabina Rav would drink grape juice for the dalek kaisis. And I always had a problem understanding that if the Brisker Rav is the one that says, the famous verse from the Brisker Rav, cheiris, the one is specifically supposed to drink wine for the dalek kaisis. And here we find that the Brisker Rav himself drank grape juice. But now we could understand. If the entire reasoning for drinking wine is only to show cheiris, but if you're going to drink something that you don't like, that isn't cheiris, so then you're not obligated to drink it. However, the Shiles HaTshuvos Maramshik in Orech Chaim Simen Reish Samach discusses the Shiles as well. Discusses the Shaila, if one, based on our Gemara, that if one is unable to drink wine, what should he do? And he takes a much stricter approach. And he asks a question. He says, normally, the halacha is that if somebody eats or drinks in a way that it does him damage, it's not called an achila. And it's not called a shtiyah. So on the contrary, if you don't like wine, or wine, as our Gemara discusses, causes you a headache, why should you be allowed to drink wine? Why is that not called, why, according to the halacha, is that not considered, maybe it's not even considered a ma'aser shtiyah? So he says that in our Gemara, even though Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara discusses and the Shulchan Aruch discusses, had a headache from drinking the wine, that doesn't mean that they did not enjoy the wine. He enjoyed drinking the wine. Just it caused them, after he drank it, he got a headache. So he says, that isn't what the halacha means when it says that like an achila gasa is not considered an achila. Because that's a situation where as you're eating and as you're drinking, you're not enjoying what you're eating or drinking. Here, he did enjoy what he drank. It only afterwards caused him a headache. And that, he said, is considered a maisa achila. That is considered a ma'aser shtiyah. So that isn't the issue. And therefore, he says that only if the person will be a choila Shiyesh by Sakana. He says, if somebody is going to be sick to the degree of a Chayla Shiyesh by Sakana from drinking the wine, such an individual should not drink wine. But if he won't be that ill, he holds that that individual should drink the wine. There's another question that the Paiskim ask. If somebody, which according to the way the Maram Shik is learning, perhaps is answered as well. The halacha is that if somebody eats something which is damaging, he doesn't make a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Beis Sif Dalid Paskins that on Shemen Zayis, if somebody consumes olive oil, Einam Avarach, Klavik, you don't make a bracha. And the Gemara explains, because it's mazik. So why, how could someone, as Rabbi Yehuda, our Gemara, drink dalakaisis? And we know that under dalakaisis, we make a bari priya gofen, if it's mazik. And the Shulchan Aruch says that in something that's mazik, we don't make a bracha. So I saw the Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal discusses this question, and he says that we can't compare the two situations because Shemen Zayis, not only does it cause hezek, it's also not enjoyable. Olive oil was not meant that one should drink olive oil. So therefore, if one drinks olive oil, he doesn't make a bracha. But when it comes to wine, as the Maram Shik just taught us, this person is not an individual that doesn't enjoy drinking wine. Wine was enjoyable for him. The problem is that after he drinks the wine, he gets a headache. Such an individual certainly would make a bracha on the wine. And the chiddush of our Gemara is that he should even drink it for the dalad kaisis. Again, certainly if it won't cause him to be a chayil shayim by sakana. And the way we explained earlier in the shir, certainly if he doesn't dislike wine. And now it's very understandable, because even the Maram Shik, who's taking such a strict approach, and the Maram Shik approach is that unless you're going to be a chayil shayesh by sakana, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara here, is teaching us, want to drink wine, that's only in a situation where you enjoy the wine. Because if you enjoy the wine, and it's not going to make you a chayil shayesh by sakana, drink it. But if it's going to cause you to be a chayil shayesh by sakana, or you don't enjoy the wine. So if you don't enjoy the wine, and it makes you sick, it's exactly like the individual who's drinking olive oil. That we said that if you drink olive oil, if it's mazik, and you don't enjoy it, you don't make a bracha. Here too, you would not make a bracha. So to review, if by drinking wine you're going to be nafal mishkov, the Mishnah Berurah says, don't drink wine. If it's going to make you into chayil shayesh by sakana, don't drink wine. If, however, you enjoy wine and it's going to be, and you're not going to be chayil shayesh by sakana, the Maram Shik says you should drink wine. There are other paiskim that are more lenient. As we quoted in our previous year, the opinion of the Besamim Rosh. But moreover, if you don't like wine, then you're not obligated to drink. Then you're not obligated to drink wine. The Sfas Emes points out. It's very interesting, he says, that the Gemara says that this Rabbi Yehuda drank wine for the Dalet Kaisis, and he had a headache until Shavuos. He says, why does the Gemara point out that he had a headache specifically until Shavuos? Why Shavuos? So he says, because on Shavuos is the Yom of Matan Torah. Shavuos is the day that we receive the Torah. On the day, says the Sfas Emes, that we receive the Torah, the pachad and the emotion of the Torah overcame any influence the mind might have had over him, the koyach haTorah. And in fact, he uses this to answer another question. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda drank wine, that the only time Rabbi Yehuda drank wine was by Kiddush, by Havdalah, and by Dalet Kaisus. Ask the Sfasemis, what about Purim? We know the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Chayiv Inish will sumem b'Purim. The one is obligated to drink wine on Purim. So why does the Gemara mention that Rabbi Yehuda also drank wine on Purim? So some want to say, maybe our Gemara is a raya, that one is not obligated to drink wine on Purim. And Rabbi Yehuda didn't drink wine on Purim, which is a chiddush, especially as we have been discussing in this series of shiurim, that Rabbi Yehuda throughout Shas is called the chassid. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that was so makbid on halacha, so he didn't drink wine on Purim. Says the Sfasemis, surely Rabbi Yehuda drank wine on Purim. But we know Purim is a day, on one hand we also say that Purim is Yom Kippurim, it's like a day of Yom Kippur. Furthermore, the Gemara says in Masechta Megillah that Purim was the day the Hada Kibluha, Kimu V'Kiblu, that on Purim Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah again. And our Gemara says, the Sfas Emes says, that whatever effects wine can have, Torah overcomes those effects. Since, says the Sfas Emes, Purim is a day of Kabbalah's HaTorah, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda could drink wine on Purim and not be concerned about the effect of the wine, because just like Shavuos, says our Gemara, took away the ill effect of the wine from Rabbi Yehuda, so too Purim, which is a day of Kabbalah's HaTorah, had that ability as well.